I mean, you walk around, I still get mixed up. I come out the bathroom and I walk into the wrong locker still. So, I mean, you get a little mixed up, but I'm pretty sure they're going to do a good job of showing us a facility. Tonight we got a big tour going on. So, I mean, after the tour, I'm pretty sure I'll be familiar with it. So.
But is it kind of the same butterflies too? Or, you know, kind of meet everybody. You don't know any of your teammates.
I think the more butterflies that come when the vets get here, because you know they veterans, and you just like it's like going to college for the first time. You're in the locker room, you're a little guy, and everybody else around you been here for, you know, however many years they've been here, and you know that's when the butterflies come, because then you step on the field with the people that been here and they make the money and they know how to play the game. So I think that's when it'll happen. But you know, right now I'm fine.
When you get to August, first aspect of your game that you want to show on the field? Is it because you're a tackler? Is it getting into the backfield and going after the quarterback? What's the thing you think you're making difference?
You know what? Like I said before, I think that the reason why they drafted me is because I get my hands on people and I'm able to control blockers. And I think that that's the aspect of the game that I have to bring to the table. But I'll find out more about how to play this defense and what I need to work on after these 3 days of the introductory camp, you know, because there's probably a gazillion things that they're going to find wrong that you need to correct before you can actually get on the field. So I think that these 3 days is definitely going to help me out. And then I'll have more of an answer for you when you get ready to come close to that time.
What's the one or two plays from Purdue that you say, watch that play and that defines me?
We played Michigan State senior day. I didn't have one tackle. And we got close to the end of the game. And I basically made a game-saving tackle. Didn't give up, and I think that my effort definitely was profound in that. And I think that, you know, effort is one thing that they coach a lot at Purdue, so I think that effort probably won't be a problem for me.
So Mike, if you'd have been a few inches taller, you might have played basketball instead of football, right?
Yeah, you know what? I do, but I don't, because I figured, you know, I wasn't going to go too far in basketball. I grew wider before I grew taller, and I just ended up working out for me and ended up being what I was better at anyway. So I really don't miss it now. I mean, how could you miss it when you get an opportunity to play in the NFL? I don't miss it now.